hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. Today, I'm Charlotte Kniep. And did you know that about 15% of new mothers suffer from postpartum depression every year? So this is a huge issue around the world that can make family life very difficult for those who are affected by it. Rachel Utterback just had a little boy about a year ago and realized that she was suffering from postpartum depression symptoms. And she's here today to talk with us about how she received some help and what she learned from this experience. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So when did you first realize that after you'd given birth and something was off?
So it was about 3 weeks after I had Anders. You're told that like after you have a baby, you can get baby blues. And that's just like your hormones and just a bunch of things that are happening all at once. No sleep and just having a baby in general, recovering. And but those usually go away in about 2 weeks. And so my doctor just told me to be aware, like if it lasts for a little bit longer than 2 weeks, then maybe talk to someone about it and kind of reassess. And so about 3 weeks out, I was still really just sad all the time, crying and not eating and just major anxiety. And my mother-in-law was actually staying with me and she suggested that I should talk to my doctor. And yeah, we kind of figured out like I had all the symptoms of postpartum depression.
And how did that affect becoming a mother for you in those first few months with your little boy?
Yeah, it was so hard. I wasn't able to, especially in those first 3 weeks when I wasn't taking medication, I couldn't see clearly, like everything. It was just like a big fog and it was hard. Like I wasn't able to really enjoy the process of being a new mom. I was more focused on just this new life and how it was affecting me. And I kind of wish that my old life was back. And that's sad to say. And it's hard to like look back and think about just I wasn't happy like at all. I wasn't able to enjoy my cute little newborn, you know, and it was just like kind of going through the motions day by day. I wasn't even able to enjoy anything. So that was really hard.
So where did you end up turning for help?
My family, like my sisters. My sisters kind of go through this a little bit, too, not as severe as what I have, but they get baby blues pretty bad. So I talked to them and I talked to my doctor. And then I also talked to people in my church around me in my neighborhood. I was able to get like a church blessing from them and from my husband. And then also my doctor. So I talked to my doctor about it and he suggested that I should start taking medication for it. So, yeah.
And sometimes medication and counseling is absolutely the best avenue.
Yeah.
To go down. And obviously praying and
totally, yes,
talking to family and friends,
yes,
and scripture study and things like that can help.
Yeah.
But, you know, God places modern medicine and very skilled individuals on the earth for a reason.
Yes, for sure.
Because there are blessings that can help us.
Like those 3 weeks. I mean, I pray so many times a day. And I feel like as a new mom, you're just like praying constantly, like just for help and just everything. And I felt like I was praying so much, but I just needed something more, you know, and maybe that's what it was. The prayer was telling me that you need something more. And I think that's what helped me turn to my doctor and to medication.
Absolutely. And what an answer to prayer.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier when we were speaking that this disorder, postpartum depression, isn't nearly talked about enough.
No.
For how often it occurs and how many lives it affects. Why do you think that is?
I think it's mom guilt. I mean, there is like so much mom guilt out there, even just, you know, decisions you choose to do, like breastfeeding versus non-breastfeeding. You know, do you let them, your babies cry or do you hold them all night? Like there's just so many things and you're constantly wondering, am I doing the right thing? And so I think with postpartum depression, it's kind of like a faux pas. Like you're just, you shouldn't be sad during this time. Like you should be happy and loving your newborn and just being this like perfect mom that you see on social media and everywhere around you. And so I think people think that if they have this and if they're sad all the time, they should just like internalize it and they don't want to tell anyone because they think it's a bad thing for some reason.
And I think mental ailments,
yes,
are difficult to talk about because it's nothing you can see.
Yes.
Physically, it's not like you're handicapped in a wheelchair or you have cancer or something, but it's still a very real, sometimes life-threatening situation. What do you think can be done to remedy the fact that it's kind of a faux pas in society?
Yeah, I just feel like more moms need to talk about it. I don't know. And maybe doctors need to talk about it more, too. I feel like when you're in the hospital, they make you fill out a form before you leave with certain questions like, do you want to harm yourself or your baby? Like, just like very extreme things. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe people think that's what postpartum depression is, these extreme feelings. There are those levels. But there are also levels of depression and postpartum depression that are not that extreme. And so maybe people think, oh, well, I don't want to hurt myself or my baby or do those things. So no, like I don't have it at all. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe the levels need to be talked about more. Like it's not just, oh, baby blues for a couple of weeks. And then like, oh, I want to hurt myself or my baby. Like there are levels in the middle as well. So,
and just different little warning signs to look for.
Totally.
Like you said, kind of prolonged sadness, loss of an appetite, loss of happiness and things. Yeah. How was your testimony affected during this experience and then after?
Just after having a baby, I mean, I don't know, like it's just your testimony grows in ways that you could never imagine. I think I gained a relationship with my Father in Heaven so differently than I ever had before. I had to rely on him for different things and rely on the atonement just in different ways. And for me personally, with this depression and taking medication and all that, I think, my testimony just grew in ways that I never knew it could before.
And what advice would you offer to someone, maybe a new mom who's listening, who might be suffering from this as well?
Get help if you need it and don't feel bad about it. And don't listen to social media or Instagram or any of those things. I think every single new mom has problems, and whether it be postpartum depression or just like their baby's crying all the time. I mean, there are so many things, and those bad things usually don't end up on social media and what you're looking at every day. And so I think if you are suffering that, know that you're really not alone and that there are so many women that suffer from this, and it's completely normal. And your Heavenly Father wants you to get help in any way that you can, whether that be just praying all the time or reading your scriptures more or getting help from friends or family, or if you have to go to your doctor and get medication, it's completely fine. That's why it's there.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your words.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And remember that if you or a loved one is suffering from any type of mental ailment, you can always talk to your church leader about LDS Family Services and their great counseling resources that they have. And then for more podcasts, blog posts, and videos on depression and other mental conditions, you can visit mormonchannel.org and share this content with your family and friends who you feel may need it at this time. Well, we're going to end today with a quote from LDS leader Elder David E. Sorensen, and he said, "The world sees peace as the absence of conflict or pain, but Jesus offers us solace despite our suffering." And remember that a beautiful design of this quote is available for free to download at mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.